Shemati, he wasn't embarrassed to say he didn't hear about it. And with Shemati Shachach, that he said he heard and he forgot. So Mario stopped at a koponim. He boiled a lishuyeh lemichla baruta. Listen, this korban was chodesh, still it's a kasha. How come Aaron had it burnt? The Chuyah could tell me by day he was known and very good. But why didn't he wait till at night time? Let him eat it at night time. The same way they ate from the other two korbanis. Let him eat from this one also. So Marin says, Tumma b'yoynis. So what happened was, from this korban Rosh Chodesh, the meat became Tumma b'yoynis. Yeah, not because of a marinus, but b'yoynis it happened. Tumma b'yoynis, Rashi says, Shirotu l'ashrei sadal, they want to wait till night time, either then, eat all of them together, and it happened to become Tumma b'yoynis. That's why they did not eat from this one. Yeah, Tumma b'yoynis, Yabosa. So it says, Bishtem, Rabban, it's very good occurrence, Rabban and Chita. I know this, that's what the Pasuk says, Hayyim, says the word Hayyim. Rashi says, Vishon Rabbonim, the Amri, Echot Kot Shisho, Vechot Kot Shidoris, La Lehutalem. It was Mutavem to eat it to Kotchim at night, Vulayim, not by daytime. That's what the Pasuk says, Hayyim. El Ram Nechemyo, my Hayyim, what does it mean the word Hayyim? According to Nechemyo, Mamonashach, what was Mutav for them was Mutav to eat in that day. But she says, "Elul Ram Nechem Yodiyom Ma'ashutale Muta Filu B'Yoyim Kan Kotshe Shor Omar Shenes Nesu Apalaylom." What's the lashon of Hayyim for them? Smor says, it just means to say Chayvus Hayyim. It means the Chayvus of the day. Like why only B'Yoyim? According to him, the Kotshe Dervis is lost even at nighttime. Also, even at nighttime was lost to eat it. So that's the answer. Means the Korbanos of the Chayvus Hayyim. In other words, the Kodshei Dervis that comes as the Chodesh from the day, like Rosh Chodesh, there's Daka not had to eat it, not at daytime and not at nighttime. So now, Bishlem, Ram Nechem, it's a good quote from Nechem, Haino, that's what the Pasuk says, Hein Hayoim, says Lashon of Hein Hayoim, Hakrivu. Like Lema, she says, Korvin Zer, Lechavas Hayoim, Korv. The Kodshei Dervis, so, Van Yerich Lenoim, and Bitmiya, yeah. It's good according to Nechemi, why it says Lashon of the Sid Hein Hayyim, that they were either today, that today I'm naming. El Rabbonin, my Hein Hayyim, what's Lashon of Hein Hayyim? It's El Rabbonin, the Yam Rishem Lashmat El Balayim Kom Alei, Samaya Kom Alei, Hein Hayyim Mekrivu, what's going to do with today? Samaya says, my Hein Hayyim, Hovi Koma, Hein Hikrivu, did they bring it? There'll be a psul of oinin. Ani hikrafi, I brought it. So the lav davka, the diik of hayyim, the diik of punk, the Moshe was Aaron was answering back was, it wasn't his two sons that brought it, the oinin, but rather it was him. He was the kohen god of him, was mutter. Omar ma, what we just said before, hoyu lishlosh tos yisufum, it really should have burnt all three kabbonis. Manashach, like if you say now he was an oinin, or because they came to me, so all three of them should have been burnt. My question, what three kabbonos were there? The Tanya we learned. Pasuk says, V'yasoyer hachatis dorosh dorosh Moshe. So what are we dashing here? Soyer zu soyer nachshon. There's one korban and nos he had to bring. Chatis zu chatis shmi. Special for the shmini shamaluyim. Dorosh, yeah. Soyer shorosh chedish. That was the three kabbonos brought. Yechol, I would have thought to say, Shloshon yitzifu, that Aaron had all three of them burnt. Tam Levin, Pasuk says, no. V'inei seref. Means Echad Nisraf. Velesh Lashon, only one was burned, not all three. Velesh Lashon Nisrafu. Dorash Dorash, it says double Lashon here, meaning Shtei Drishais Lama. Why does it say two times the word Dorash Dorash for? Is Lamalu, Mithmeima Chatezu Nisrafu, V'elu, V'elu Menochis. V'eni Yedeya, Ezel. Nay, how come Chatez was burnt? V'elu Menachis, and the other one was just left here. Then you die, I don't know why. Ezel. Kishwemer says, V'yata noisun lachem lost this. Is oven edov. Have yoyim is there soya shirash chedish. That's the one that was burnt. They burnt the one shirash chedish and the other two that didn't. If shat in the two drishas were, like Rashi says, one Moshe had a complaint, how come this one was burnt? And even the other two, how come left it over till the night time? Why you by daytime? That was the tainus. And we don't know which one was burnt. When it came out about it was Rosh Chodesh, that's the one that was burnt. The other Gemara says, Shapekam Le'i Reb Nechemya. It's very good what Rav Nechemya said, what he learned. According to Rav Nechemya, it's good what he said, like, how come he didn't burn all three? How come he only burned one, not the other two? Like, if it was a concern for Naminus, so then Moshe tied in the back, why don't you burn all three? So Moshe says, L'taymeh diyom ha'kot sheisho lo'y paslu bu Aninus. This is very good. So according to Nechemya, that was a shock of a tie. Like, how come he didn't burn all three? And the answer was, the heter was only for Kotshe Shor. That type of Aninus is not possible. But the one of Kotshe Doros, that one was burnt. Ramamawa, we said before, Hoyulel Ochlol Erev, he should have eaten from them at night time. So Chorashapa Komu, they said that very good. Kisava, the answer is, Aninus Lalu Diraisa. That they hold no, that Aninus Midiraisa is also even at night time also. If you want to say they were Noinain, there wasn't a heter to leave it over for night time. Because at night time, Noinain is also Tidit Midiraisa. So Rachel, another shot was, well, I think I'll say Yimoyan, because it's another reason why it's not a good reason why Asti Aninus. Because they first learned was Aninus. So years back was an Aninus, why didn't they eat it at night time? So the answer for that is because Lila, we hold the Asti Midiraisa also. I cut you short, there was a special heter. But for cut you dirt, there was no heter. Next question was on that. How come they didn't eat it at night time? I let Pinchas eat it. So Marian says, Chur Shapa Koma, they said back, they asked a good question. So the answer is, Savlo Kreb Leza, that the Omer of Loza Rabbi Chanina, Loin is Kayin Pinchas Ashargla Zimri. When did Pinchas first become a Kayin? Only after he killed Zimri, not before. You see, the Pesach says, Voisele Lezar Achrov, Bris Kunas Olam. So he first became a Kayin afterwards, not the Shas, Aaron brought his carbonus. Ravashi Yoma Ad Shesom Shalom Ben Ashrotim, until Pinchas made Shalom between the Shrotim. Shneem and Vosi says, Yishma Pinchas HaKoyin, when you see Yehida, Rosh Yalfa Yisrael. Vita for the Monami Oksiv, Oysla Lazaro Achrov, Ki Yksevu Bebrochu, this is one of the Brochu goes afterwards, but not the Kuna. The Kuna was Tali when Pinchas made Shalom Ben Ashrotim. Vidach Nami Oksiv, Yishma Pinchas HaKoyin, Uliyakazar Akrov, it only means to say, give Yichus to his children afterwards. Benach Nami first became a Kain later, Shas the Maisot Zimri. Now, Omar Rav says, Moshe Rabbeinu Kain Godol, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kain Godol at that time, the first 7 days of the Meluyim. The Chilab Kotch Shemam, he also took portions of the Kotchim. Shem the Apostle says, Meil Haim Luyim La Moshe Hoi La Mona, it was the Moshe portion. Mesa have a question of this. Valai Pinchas Hoi Moim. The question before was, how come even if Aaron was a Noinain, why didn't he let Pinchas eat it? Pinchas was not a Noinain. So the question is, Vim Aisa, if what you're saying is true, that Moshe was a Kayin, Lema, why don't they say back, Valai Moshe Rabbeinu, why you Moshe was with him? They should have eaten it out, Moshe should have eaten it. Was his Dilma maybe no, Shani Moshe the Torah B'Shrina, Moshe was busy, he had no time to eat it. He was solid with the Shrina Kosh Baruch Hu. The Yom HaMalek we said in Moran Shabbos says that Moshe Bashkom Olo Bashkom Yorod, he went up and went down early, he was busy the whole day. Mace, we have a question. It says, Lechem Olakov Mekotche Kedoshim Min HaKotchim Yoichel. Is Yom Nema Kotche Kedoshim HaKon Loma Nema Kotchim Kalim? If Yom Nema Nema Kotchim Kalim Loma Nema Kotchim Kotchim, I'll say, what I'll say two things for. It says what? Lechem Olakov Mekotche Kedoshim Yoichel is not eat from it. Rashi says, V'bal Mum Tziv Latiru B'Kotchim, that a Balmum is Larit, both from Kotchim Kedoshim and Kotchim Kalim. So what do I need both Sukkim for? So when it says, yes, Ilu L'Nema Kotchim Kalim, you somehow would have thought to say, Kotchim Kedoshim with the Yorkul Shrehut L'Azar. There was once that Azar was able to eat Kotchim Kedoshim, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu. Olehem, V'lehem Kotchim Kalim L'Yorkul. But Kotchim Kalim not. So maybe even if Azar could eat Kotchim Kedoshim, there's no, if Baal Mum could eat Kotchim Kedoshim, there'd be no proof for Kotchim Kalim. Now, Ridulin, yeah, Vilahem Kotchim Kalim, now La Yechel, now Ridulin, now Kotchim Kedoshim would have just said Kotchim Kalim, but not Kotchim Kedoshim. He said, I would have thought to say, the Kotchim Kalim, yeah, Yechel, Enechnami, a Baal Mum could eat from Kotchim Kalim. Shem Kalim, and not so strong the Kedusha. That the Kotchim Kedoshim lay Yechel, they can't eat from Kotchim Kedoshim. Because the name of the Pesach says, Kotchim Kedoshim, it says not even Kotchim Kedoshim, that a Baal Mum is Larit. Now the Kach name of Kotchim Kalim says both.
Kitani me, what do we learn over here? Shaihutu Lazar, that Kotshi Kadoshim was once mutter for Zar. Velahem, so who is it? Lav Moshe, are we talking about Moshe Rabbeinu? So Mashma, when Moshe hit the Kotshi, he was a Zar. Not a Kohen God, not like a Huna. Om Roshesh is loy beboma. It means to say by the Boma, or the Zar, Kadivri Ema, Yesh Mincha beboma. The Bishas, the Heter Abomas, even the Zar, he eat from it, and then they brought him Mincha. That's what it means to say that it's a svara that a Baal Mum could eat from Kotshi Kadoshim, because it was Huta by the Bums. You know, by a Boma, not only the bring Korban Oyla, but even the Mincha also. Mincha is a Kotshi Kadoshim, so Zar was not eaten from Kotshi Kadoshim. But you have no right to say Moshe Rabbeinu was a Zar, it could be he was a Kohen God of them. Meisve, Miriam is Giro, who, when Miriam came out of Tsaras, who passed him, she's the Tishiyaz and the Gas, a Nega. And tell him, Moshe is Giro, I'm Moshe Zarhu, Moshe was a Zar. So Chur Kissi is see clearly, Moshe is called a Zar, not a Kohen. So we'll soon answer this. Alright, we'll stop here. Daf Kuf Bei Zomer Aleph, the top of the Gemara, can Lesh Shaila was that Rav said that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol. So now we're asking questions. And the last question was again that Meisve we had that Miriam Mihas Gira, who like pronounced Miriam to be in Saras. In time, if you want to tell me Moshe's Gira, Moshe Zarhu, says Moshe was a Zar, so it is the Kashan Rav, Mashma Moshe was not a Kohen. Now it's the top of Kuf Bei Zomer Aleph, the top of Gemara.